Well, it's time here on KATE to introduce the first of two Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week for this week. And before we tell you who one of the winners are, we're going to talk a Lake Mills Boys and Girls Cross Country with Beth Van Roekel, head coach of the Bulldogs. And Bethy, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. We'll give everybody a hint that it is a member of the Lake Mills Cross Country team winning one of our awards this week. Again, we'll let you know who in just a moment. And Beth, let's get right to it. Before we talk about our Athlete of the Week, give me a little rundown. How has things been going for the cross country team so far this year?
It's been going amazing. We're doing really good. We're just the boys and the girls teams. Obviously, the girls not having a team before, and most not being out for cross country before, they're improving their times. They're getting to the point, honestly, where they're not walking, which is a huge goal for them. And so we're at that point now, too, where they can run the whole race, and they're getting more confidence, and their times are dropping pretty quickly because of that, too. So that's been amazing. We have our one athlete, Josie Helgson, who's been competing and has gotten medals now, two out of the four races she's ran in and never been out before. So that's been super fun. And then the boys are doing really good. We're finishing within the top five usually of our meets for team score. And so we're competing against a lot of bigger schools. We've only lost to the bigger schools except for Newman is a 1A school we've lost to, but we beat them one time also. So it's been really exciting to be very competitive and to see the guys' times, like I said, continue to drop because they're super young too. And so these young athletes we have, they're working really hard and it's starting to pay off. So it's been a fun time.
Now you talk about the boys, and they've been beating most of the competition when it comes to your class. Does that put your team in a spot when you're looking forward to maybe a conference title or when it comes to advancing to a state as a team? I mean, I'm assuming there's got to be a lot of confidence with that team right now.
Yeah, I mean, we should be confident in the sense, or at least motivated to keep pushing ourselves because, yeah, like we had a meet just the other night in West Fork. We're all 1A schools, and we competed very well. Unfortunately, the boys got lightning right before the finish, but they didn't tell the first 15 they finished the race, but none of them counted officially. But if we look at their finish times, we had a fourth place, fifth place, sixth place. I think it was 11th or 12th and like 15th. So all five of our first guys finished before they called it officially. And so it's not a win technically because we didn't get to finish the race, but we would have won. If that were the case, we would have won. And so I'm super excited that we just have that competitive edge against 1A schools, same our size. Now our conference is not all 1A, four cities in it, and Osage will be there, and Garner, they're all bigger schools. And four city and Garner beat us multiple times, but they have a lot of seniors out, and they're very competitive. So, but I said they are a bigger class. But when it comes to our region and state regional if they keep the region the same as they did last year, and we don't know that till like the first week of October, what our actual pairings would be with who we're with. But if they keep it this very similar, we have, I think, a really good chance of getting in that top two to maybe make it to state. So that'd be a first in Lake Mills history. Try not to give my hopes up. We've got to keep focusing on the next day and the next practice. But I just try to tell the guys they have a huge opportunity here. Just got to keep working hard. And focus on yourself to help the team. The lower number you can get in placing, the more you help the team and the lower the score. So it's been a great opportunity to see these kids grow and get some excitement and really be confident in being a cross-country runner. So,
Beth Van Roekel, head coach of Lake Mills Cross Country. And let's let the, I guess, the cat out of the hat? No, cat out of the bag? Is that the old adage? I forget how it goes. And let's talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. One of our Athletes of the Week for this week is a Justin Rigg, who's been leading the way for the boys cross country team, also winning a meet this season. And Beth, talk about our Athlete of the Week, Justin Rigg.
Yeah, Justin has been doing amazing. His times have just been dropping like crazy. He's a junior, our only junior in our top five or six scores right now. The rest are younger, and he's just been leading them, being an amazing leader. He's given us that low finishing mark at our meets to help lead the way for our scores, our team score. He works so hard. This summer he put in hundreds of miles on his own because he has this goal, and he loves cross country and wants to do a lot and go places. So it's paying off. He had an amazing week last week at Osage on the 13th. We were against, there's 77 male athletes in the varsity run, a total of 119 male athletes were there competing, and he ended up placing first out of everybody and competing against some really hard runners. There's a boy from North Butler. His name's Owen, and he's lost him a few times. It's always pretty close, but he fought him the whole way, and at the end ended up beating him by like 10 seconds, kept the lead, and just fought hard. And he started his first mile was a 5:19, if that tells you. They went out really hard, really fast, but his finish time was a 17:19, his best ever. So he even at this meet the other night where we ended up getting fourth, they had a really good clump. He was in that clump too, and they came out super fast, and he ended up with a 17:09. And he placed fourth in that meet, would have if we would have actually finished the meet. But so he's just running, and his times are dropping, and it's so awesome to see his success and that he's leading the way for us, and he's encouraging our other boys also to keep running hard and to see what they can do, because when you add one to your score, it's a big push to help with that team score, or a four or whatever it is. It really helps our team score as well. So he's a leader in that, and he's just very focused and tries to get the guys focused, and he works really hard. He puts in more than I even ask him some days because he wants to get more miles in. So he's in a great athlete, great runner, put in a ton of time. So super proud of him. And yeah, and he won last week, so super excited for him because he ran a great time and it was a really good race to watch. Really fun.
Talking about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, junior Justin Rigg. Again, Beth Van Roekel, head coach of Lake Mills Cross Country. Beth, always nice to chat with you. We'll chat again soon, and I'll have you hand the phone over to Justin.
Yep, no, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Here he is.
So Justin Rigg, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And Justin, a good afternoon, and congratulations on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, Justin, let's get some background when it comes to a cross country. And your coach, Beth, talking about you've been putting in the work, putting in a lot of extra miles. How long have you been involved in cross country?
So the first time I went out for cross country was seventh grade. But I had been watching them since I was little because my older siblings had always been in it.
So it's kind of in the family bloodline to be a cross country runner.
Yes, it has been.
Now, when it comes to a cross country, what are some of your favorite things about participating in cross country? I was a cross country runner. I love cross country. A lot of people think runners are crazy for just going out there and running. I absolutely love it. What are some of your favorite parts of cross country?
So my favorite parts would probably be the team atmosphere and then the opportunity to just go out there and compete like in no other sport.
Now, Justin, you got a first-place finish. Congratulations. Talk about that feeling when you crossed the finish line. You knew you took first place. How are you feeling?
I felt really good. It was a really big kind of a rush that you don't feel after any other race. And it was kind of like my whole summer had really paid off then and kind of felt like I finally had achieved what I had been working for.
Justin Rigg again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Justin, besides cross country, what other activities or athletics are you involved in at Lake Mills?
So I'm also involved in wrestling and track and FFA. So I really enjoy those opportunities. Like in wrestling, that's also a good competitive sport, and track and just all those. Running helps with all those sports, so.
Out of those three sports you just mentioned, which one is your favorite?
Probably my favorite is track, but because there's just it's not quite as exciting as cross country, but it's more of a team. Like I feel there's more people out for it, and
yep.
For like more of a fun, I don't know, team thing.
No, I hear you. No, absolutely. Now, Justin, besides participating in sports and, like you mentioned, FFA, what else do you like to do in your free time?
I like to do chores on our farm where we feed our cattle and stuff like that.
Very cool. Justin Rigg, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. And, Justin, before I let you go, talk about your family. Who are your parents? And if you mentioned you do have some siblings as well.
So, yes, my mom and dad are Bill and Lori Rigg, and I have six siblings, which I will be the fourth to compete in cross country.
Wow. So a big family so far, all cross country runners. How about the two that are younger than you? Are they on pace to be cross country runners too?
Yes, because my younger brother is an eighth grader, and he's out this year. And then I have another brother who's in fifth grade who has been coming to our meets and encouraging us along.
That is absolutely awesome. A family of cross country runners, the Riggs in Lake Mills. Again, Justin Rigg, one of our Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week. Justin, congratulations on the award, and keep things going. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much.